So you've received a lot of attention in training camp so far. What are your expectations for yourself as you head into your first preseason game?
Just have fun, have all my assignments down correct, and just play fast. You know, it'll be my first NFL live action, so I'm excited for it.
And now that you've had time to get comfortable with the zone blocking scheme, from a running back's perspective, what have you seen as the biggest advantage to this offense, and what are you most excited about that it can feature and do for you as a back?
I think it's nice because we set up our blocks. You know, we get to make our linemen correct with our tracks and the way we press the hole. So, you feel me? If we hit the hole right and stretch it out, the cutback's gonna be there. If we bait the linebackers to go in, we can go out. So we're setting up our own block, so it gives us that advantage.
You've been working with, like, lately that started the game. What do you see so good about that group and with Chester and Stone in there at the guards?
I just think, you know, the more those guys get to work together, you know, the more comfortable they're going to get. Just talking, you know, going through experiences, different games, different combinations in the run game, whatever it might be, just seeing it together, pre-snap talking to each other. It's just a cool process for those guys. You know, the more they do it, you know, obviously the better they're going to get. Mm-hmm.
Joe already told us that, hey, the knee's a concern. It might not be 100%. He said that on radio or whatever. Yeah. How did you evaluate what you saw from him in the first game? I know you guys didn't play a lot of snaps. And how do you feel he's moving with that knee?
He's playing his ass off. I mean, it's cool to see. I mean, it really is. You know, he's a grinder. He works hard. He does everything you want. He gives you everything. And, you know, the way he communicates with those guys, it's impressive. It's cool to see. So,
Coach Chris, what is the key in getting that blocking in unison? That's, you know, once y'all got set on the guys and so forth, how do you move it forward?
I think, you know, every day we come out here and we're trying to develop our style of play. You know, with a tough mindset. That's the number one thing. We're trying to do that as a team. That's the message from the top that we all take down. The second thing is, you know, the more times you get to fit your helmet and fit your combinations in different looks together, full speed, and the runners are a part of it, and the tight ends and the tackles and all the way down the line, you know, the receivers are involved in our run game, all of that kind of stuff. The more times you get to do it, the more reps you get to do it, the better you get at it.
In the run game, the numbers didn't look good, but were y'all close?
Yeah, there was a lot of good things. Okay. You know, we're a helmet fit away, whatever that might be, and it would be good to see it every day, you know, get better and better. So.
And a guy like Stone, who's never played left guard, how do you prepare him at that position? I'm sure there's some nuances to that position that you all got to work with him on.
You know, he's worked it ever since we've been here. We've moved those guys around inside. We've had guys playing center, guys playing guard. Both tackles have played all their spots. And, you know, James Stone is going to do whatever you ask, as hard as he can do it, and he's going to do it the best he can do it. So he's been awesome to coach. It's been fun to coach him, and he's getting better every day.
What have you learned? Mike Pearson, he's a guy we didn't know a lot about, but he's coming here and looks like y'all like him. He's doing a lot of things for you.
Yeah, Mike's competing every day. I mean, he's coming out. He gives you his best every day. He grinds. He's tough. He's smart. He can move around. He's versatile. And, you know, he all these guys are out here working every day. And it's cool to see Mike. It's cool to see him grow. And, you know, he's doing a good job.
All right, Coach, how do you – almost three weeks into training camp, how do you assess
– That long already?
I know.
It goes fast.
Two and a half, maybe.
Okay.
Right. How do you assess your players' performance so far, getting adjusted to a new playbook and a new scheme altogether?
Well, definitely, you know, just heading into the first game where we were just trying to get the offense down. We've kind of get everything installed for the most part, and we're just trying to see if they can function, if they can retain it, and not only retain it, but then can they execute the plays called. And I think they're all doing a good job of learning what we're doing. And so they're going to get in more situations. You face the same defense all the time in practice, and so you get used to that. Then you go out and play a game, you see something totally different. And so we're anxious to see how they adjust. Can they understand what they're going against? Can they make the adjustments in the schemes and the coverages and stuff? And once they do that and start finding out who can execute for us. But it's been fun.
Pace of the practice has gone and you guys after the first preseason game?
I think it's been good. You know, I think coaches do a good job of keeping us focused on working on what we need to work on. You know, not looking back at you know, necessarily the games. I think preseason is always about, you know, continuing to get better. And Coach Quinn and all the coaches, you know, that's their mindset. So they've definitely kept the intensity up, you know, since that first preseason game.
Is it easier also for you guys knowing that there is a sort of a preseason game at the end of the week and it makes it a little bit easier to practice?
I think a little bit. I think once you kind of get to go against those other teams and, you know, you kind of change the schedule, you kind of get out of the camp week schedule and, you know, try to make it more a little more like game week. So that's always nice.
Has it been any difference the way the offense is situated this year with the new coordinator?
So has there been a big difference?
Yeah, a big difference.
No, I mean, I think, you know, Kyle's done a great job of coming in and instilling, you know, his philosophy. And, you know, I think everyone's taken to it, and I think it's been showing well. You know, I think preseason kind of had some flashes of, you know, what he's trying to do, and I think the offense is enjoying it. So.